It's Gachi Litvani. Clever, not only do we have some nice guests over here, we have I was cheshbening typing while I was driving to say that you making that comment is unacceptable. Yes. Alright. Hey Lechmona Viscachi Laplani Mikudeshes. Yeah, I was gonna say it, Joe, but I don't want to embarrass you. Hey Lechmona Viscachi Laplani Mikudeshes Midin Aveknaini. Evekneini lav afal gav delei kachosav lei midi kakoni nafshi. I gavra nami afal gav delei kachosav lei midi kakoni lahayetzitzah. Zok the Gemara, chidish nifla ad lamoid. Zok the Gemara, your classic means of kiddushin, that a guy gives a ring to a woman and creates kiddushin through him giving the ring that he bought with his own money, that he paid cash with, right? Doesn't need to be done. It's unnecessary. Why? Because there's a concept called Evekneini. Let's skip two Rashis. We did Evekneini. What's the case of Evekneini? Paka is in Mishnah, and our sugyas in our Masechta. Rashi, the Ramas, we did Evekneini. This name of Masisan Lekamon. Koine es atzmoi bekesef al yidei achirim. How does an Evekneini go free from his slavery? Zok the Gemara, David, the Evekneini gives nothing to go free. Someone else on his behalf gives the Adon money, and that affects his status as being an Evekneini, and he goes free. Hello. Someone else gives the money, and then he goes free. Fascinating halacha. Sha'achirim poydenoi soi b'mamayinam. The Evekneini doesn't own anything. Mashikone Evekone Rabo. He doesn't have any possessions. He doesn't have any cash. So what someone else gives on my behalf works for me. Achidish nifla ad lama'oid. Vukoines ha'vayotel echeres. The Alpha God, the Lechoser Iyu by Mamayna Mide, and even though he does not lose any money, his bank account does not go down. He didn't give anything. Were it not for the Chiddush HaTorah to introduce a parsha of Evekneini to me, Rabbi Isai, I would have never thought that such a thing works. Avi Katz gives him money, and that could create a kingdom by me, that could create my status to change. That trumps all the rules of business, of Zchiyah and Matana. Comes along the Chiddush HaTorah, it could work. That's the chiddush of Evekneini. Good. Zok the Halakha Torah. That can be applied to the case of marriage. We'll go with Avi Katz, Avigdor Kohen Tzedek, again. From Avigdor Kohen Tzedek wants to get married with his best. So.
Shangle.
No, we don't like the Shprintzah. Okay? But he has nothing to give her. So he goes to Rabbi Belazon. Okay? With the hat. Okay? It got bigger this sugi, that. Listen, that every sugi your hat built. Okay? I give money to her. She's kind of the money from me. And what? She's machner herself to a husband. A husband just got a wife. A schus happened on behalf of the husband, just like in Evekneini. An Evekneini could go free. All right, we'll make some handcuffs here. Okay? Evekneini can go free from the Adon by me paying him money. This guy goes free. Okay? That's the exact parallel. This person has a schus that's happening to him through another person's asinus maos. So too over here, this person gives the girl money, and now he just got himself a wife. Good? Azai's up to Gemara. That's what our Gemara just said. Comes along Rashi. Rashi says, Hey lechmona v'iskatshu l'ploni, the initial Rashi on our sugya. Uhu shlucho. Elishem ekatshem mishaloi. Rashi says, and how does this work? How does this kiddushin work on his behalf? Because he is the shliach of this man to do the kiddushin. Uhu shlucho. Comes along the Ritva in our sugya. And the Ritva says Rashi is dead wrong.
Rashi makes no sense. Because Zok the Ritva, Dal Mehacha, if you're a Shliach, if you're representing me, so then what? I don't need you to use the mechanics of Eved Kenani. We know that I'm a Kaddish on behalf of a girl, of a man. Through Shlicha, Shlucha Shalotim Kaboso. What does Rashi say? What does the Ritva say? Perish HaMayir B'Shein HaNoisen Shlucha Shalom HaKadosh. Ritva says exactly the opposite of Rashi. If the Gemara is telling us that the reason the mechanics of this Kiddushin works is through this new concept called what, Rabbi Isai? What's our sugya called? Eved Kenani. That means it's not working through old concepts. It means it's an added chiddush that our Gemara wouldn't have known otherwise. It's talking about that the noisein, the Rabbi Belzon, is not the shliach of Avigdor Kohen Tzedek, of Avikatz. No. Elishin noisein kesef mishaloi kidei shediskadish by lezeh. But rather the chiddush haTorah is that I give my own money, and I'm trying to create a transaction on his behalf without being a shliach. How do you know that works? That's why I need the Chiddush HaTorah to tell me there's a paradigm for this. The story with Eved Kenani. Parshas Mishpatim. You see a paradigm for this. But if it's Shlichus, it's not working through Eved Kenani, Zok the Ritva. Then I wouldn't need our Gemara. The Gemara should just say, Avada, you could get married like that. That's the second parak. That's Shluchus Shalotim Kavosa. That's just a parsha of Shlichus. Zok to Rashi, in defense for Rashi, that no, maybe Rashi needed, essentially, Rabbi Yisai, just to break it down, so just to simplify it. What is the Ritva asking on Rashi? Once Rashi added in one word of Shliach, he just slaughtered the whole Sugya. He just killed the whole Chiddush of the Gemara, says the Ritva. And therefore, the Ritva says the exact opposite of Rashi. In order for something to be valuable in our sugya, in order for us to have a chiddush, to spend some time to talk about the mechanics of something that we're not used to, on daf zayin amud aleph, that Rav is being mechadish to us, that Eved Kenani works, zok the Gemara, zok the Ritva, it has to be anti-shlichus, without shlichim. He does not represent him. Avikatz did not tell me about this. We did not have this conversation. Says the Rashba, really? Really? Avi Katz and Rabbi Belzon never had a conversation? Can you do something on my behalf in such a scenario to marry a woman on my behalf like that? Says the Rashba, a basic explanation for Rashi. All Rashi wanted to tell you was not that you need Shliach, but was rather what? That Avi Katz actually wants to be married to this woman. Do I know if he likes her? Do I know if he's attracted to her? Do I know if he's interested in her? Does that work? Says the Rashba. Rashi says it doesn't work unless he would know that. Now I can work on your behalf and create kinyanim through Eved Kenani. Says the Rashba, there's a limit test to this. There's a Gemara about this. The Gemara is on Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara said as follows, the bottom. Hani betrayed the Habakoshosi Chamer. There were guys who were going out for a drink in the pub, in the bar. Habakoshosi Chamer tasted tzipa bebavel. Shokol chad mene okasa the Chamer. One guy took the glass of wine and he said, Yavale lechavi, he gave it to his friend and he says, Amr mekachali barsech libre. Your daughter should be married to my son. Amr avina. Said Ravina, nah, that doesn't work. Even though sometimes when it comes to a father, if a guy walks up to a girl, and the girl's a young girl, and she's in the domain of her father, so there's some shittas in the Gemara that say what? We have to be choshish that maybe the father would be interested in this marriage, and maybe she's going to need a get, even though her das is meaningless. So the Gemara, Shem Nisratza Av Amrina. In such a scenario where it's a father and daughter, and the daughter accepted Kiddushin, so you have to be choshish for the das of the Av. But Shem and Isratza Ben Lo Yamrina. We never say that maybe the Ben would have wanted. Why? Because the Ben's
The Ben's not involved at all, and the fact that the father took it is the father's not in control of the Ben's rishus. The relationship between a father and a son is not the same as the relationship between a father and a daughter. That's a din in the Torah.
Amar le Rava, Rabbanan le Ravina, Rabbanan said to Ravina, but maybe it's still marriage. Maybe it could still work. Why? The Dilma Shliach Shavi. The Amoraim were having a shiloh over here. Does this girl need a get after the two fathers were going out for a drink and they gave a wine, glass of wine, something that's worth kiddushin money, a shava pruta? Does she need a get? Mara says maybe she needs a get. Why? The Dilma Shliach Shavi. Maybe the son made his father a shliach. Listen to the way the Gemara says. So maybe the son made the father shliach. The son made the father shliach. Everybody says it's a good kiddushin. About that, it's good kiddushin. The second parak of kiddushin. Shluchas alon kavoso. Kiddushin could work through shlichus. Gemara says no. Scary Gemara. Everybody says, listen to what this Gemara is saying. You think that you could argue with your parents? You think that you can deny your parents? Loichotzef inish l'shavye la'avua shliach. Don't forget that Gemara. A person doesn't have the chutzpah avi to make his father a representative in his bed. Abba, can you just take care of this for me? Can you do it? Lechotzef inish zachti gemar. It's a chutzpah to ask your father to be a shliach for your kedushin. Let alone to ask for half the things that we've done. Right? Because we all know the Gemara in Kedushin, Duden Dekiyas, says that the Gemara quotes from one of the Amoraim we learned that he would rather have been a yosom because it's pasha impossible to be Mekayim in the midst of Kibbut Alvehim. Listen to what the Gemara is saying. Something that we would think is all innocuous. Is something that's so powerful. So totally, lo chotzef inish l'shavi shliach. So the Gemara says, you're right. He's not going to make him a shliach and say, Dad, can you be my shliach for the Kedushin? But what did the Gemara say? The dilma artsuye artse kamen. But maybe he said, you know, they were at that, you know, hotel in Pesach, and he said, Abba, what do you think about that girl over there? You know, like, it's shaykh. It's a sign. And the father was going out with the other girl's father, and they had a glass of wine, and they did a mice kedushin with a glass of wine. All right, it's a little strange story, but like, you know, he already knew that what? The guy was interested. The Dilma Artsuye Artse Kameh. So Rashi says, on the Dilma Artsuye Artse Kameh, Ben Kameh Ave Vigila Daita Shuchav Vitzvah V'Av Nasa Lo Shliach Me'elav Zohar Lodem Shalom Afonav. So even though I didn't say to the father, Abba, I now here appoint you and do a Torah Sminoi Shliach, like the Parsha of Truma tells me that you have the ability to be Mamaneh Shliach, Midin Shlucha Shavodim Kabaisa. There are certain situations that you could do something on my behalf that is something that I'm interested in through the Parsha of Zochem Lodim Shalabafonim, which is a Parsha in the Gemara's on Mechbez, on Aleph in Kiddushin. I have all these sugars are in Kiddushin. It's like the most packed Masechta in the world. That's something that's a schus, getting inheritance in the land of Eretz Yisrael. I don't have to be there, and you could be my representative, even if I didn't appoint you to be my representative. Because you're getting something. You're getting me money. You're giving me assets. You're giving me stuff. That's a schus. Sochem Adam Shalom B'Fonav, and you're my automatic representative for that parsha. But what does Rashi say, says the Rashba? He had to wink to him when? Before the father married the girl. Because otherwise, it wouldn't work. Zok the Ritva in Kiddushin and of Memheyam and Beis. That father of Dilma Artsuye Artse Kameh, that works whether or not I was Megala and I winked to my father beforehand, or I was Megala to my father even after he did the Maisa Kiddushin. Im Kain, Rabbi Yisai, Yavam Achloikes, Rashi and the Ritva. In a Maisa Kiddushin that's not working through the classic Shlichus, do I have to be megale to the guy before he acts on my behalf that it is a schutz for me? Or is it enough to respond the way I do in a general present when you get it from my behalf and I say, oh, that's geschmack, and that's good. Im kein, Rabbeisai, if the Rashbi is right, it's very, very geschmack. Because it comes out to be Rashi in the Ritva, what? Lishitosa. The reason why Rashi had to add an additional dimension to our sugya and couldn't just rely on the din of Evek Naini is because you can't do a schus on my behalf, Zokt Rashi, unless I know that the guy who's representing you is actually a schus for you in the world of Kiddushin. Why? Maybe I don't want to be married to this girl. This is not necessarily a schus. This girl comes with a lot of baggage. This girl comes with quite a family. I don't know if I want this package. So therefore, Rashi says, Artsuye Artse only works in the case of Kiddushin, Meikara, from the beginning. Whereas the Ritva compares Kiddushin to every other schos. So as long as we know, bottom line, even at the end of the day, after the Maisa Kiddushin happens, that this was a schos, so then it works. We regular it in, it was chuyos. Comes along the Rashba and said, when Rashi says he was Memana Shliach, that was just in order to be Megala to me that what? That I'm interested before you act on my behalf and you do the Maisa Kinyan of Ebek Naimi. So now you have the power to now create a Kinyan on my behalf. Whereas the Ritva Lishit also that holds the Das afterwards can work. Even if I was only Megala La'achara Maisa, like he says in Kiddushin Memhei. Therefore the Ritva what? Would never hold that you have to add what dimension into our sugya? Shliach. You don't have to be Megala that you want it. You can be Megala afterwards. So the Ritva Lishit also attacks Rashi and says, that dimension is not necessary. Just go through the regular halachas of Ebek Naini. Schus works for Ebek Naini. Apply that to Kedushin. You don't know if he wants to get married? Find that afterwards up the Ritva. That's my pshat in the Ritva. Memheim Abbas. What Avigdor Kohen Tzedek, Avi Katz pointed out, is that there's one problem with this mahalach, although it's very geschmack. Ethan also doesn't like it. Is that why did Rashi have to say shliach? Is that what's bothering you?
I was going to ask if an Eved Kanani can be released against his will. If for some reason wants to continue to be a slave and a third party,
Excellent question. Might be a machlokes tanoim. But the pashtus is it's an objective schus, and if it's a schus gomer, it's an objective schus, you can go out against your will. No.
So that's like the Ritva.
Well, no. That's what I'm saying. Well, exactly. It's like the Ritva. Yes, correct. That this is a schus. But Kiddushin of Rashi is not necessarily an objective schus. So therefore, Rashi holds, even though in general, if I give you $1 million, that's a schus gomer. Come on, everyone holds that you could be. But in a case where it's not such a schus, there's a little bit of a chol. Maybe I don't want this wet girl. Maybe she doesn't look nice. What? So then Rashi holds, you have to tell me that you're das and you're zoche and that you want this and artsui artse meikara initially. But what's the problem? What does Avi Katz ask Rabbi Isai? What's the problem with this pshat? Rashi didn't have to say what? Shliach. All Rashi had to say, according to the Rashba's pshat, is what? That he wants it. That he winked. That he was into this.
How can you even want this?
You know what? I had a conversation with my dad, and I said, that girl, ooh, I could just imagine being married to her. There's no shlichus there.
Yeah, but you have no proof of that. If you have a shliach, it proves.
You have no proof. There's no more proof for that either. It's not an issue of proof. It's not an issue of proof. Pashtus is mina shlichus doesn't need aid in either. Isaac.
Yes.
Yeah. I got a lot to do. Come on.
Yeah, so in terms of the Ritva, he still requires an expressed interest. It doesn't matter whether it happens before the Kodesh or after.
Okay. Exactly.
Even according to the Ritva, maybe even if you know the din of shlichus, it doesn't necessarily mean that if I don't give something, I don't know that din, if you don't give something, that it applies.
It's true, that's what everyone agrees you need to have a kind. The shaila is, do you also need shlichus?
So according to the Ritva, even if you had shlichus, it wouldn't necessarily hold that.
The Ritva holds you don't need shlichus, you need only Ebek Naini. He's not getting rid of Ebek Naini.
I don't think his caution on Rashi is that big of a deal. Because Rashi could just say that even if you have shlichus, you don't necessarily know that.
That doesn't work. Those two statements don't work. The Ritva's attack on Rashi is, I just need Ebek Naini. Why do I need shlichus? So then answer that.
Because if I say I make shlichus shlichus, if I don't give him anything, you wouldn't know.
You're not answering. Ebek Naini is staying on the board. No one's getting rid of Ebek Naini. That's not up for grabs. Ebekani is for a given.
So what's Rashi?
Question is, why does Rashi have to add in shlichus? You're answering why Ebekani is also needed. That's not what we're trying to answer. We're trying to answer why shliach is needed in addition to Ebekani. Everyone agrees Ebekani exists.
Because I made shlichus
that's the Ritva's kasha. Once you made him shliach, so then you don't need Ebekani.
No, because you need Ebekani to tell you that it works that means then that you didn't give anything.
Oh. One second. Excellent. So, Rabbi Isai, we're not going to go with this mahalach. Can I go by the Mervis?
Yeah, I was just going to give possible carrots for why the Rashi doesn't say Ratzon and has to say Shliach.
Yeah.
I think, excellent.
So, let's go there. So, Rabbi Isai, the fact that Rashi says Shliach like everyone's suggesting and doesn't say Ratzon possibly lends itself to that there might be a different nekudas hamachlekes between Rashi and the Ritva, and not necessarily like the way the Rashba presented it. If you accept the Rashba's approach like we just accepted, so then that would be very geschmack. That's the Rashi and the Ritva l'shitasa. But we want to take Rashi literally, and Rashi told shlichus, and he meant shlichus. So there might be something going on beneath the lines over here that's actually about the aspect of shliach, as opposed to anything else. And Ezra already alluded to it. Marav Rabbeisai, if I appoint a shliach to now do something on my behalf, to be mekadesh a woman, to be megarish an isha, who has to own the paper? Rabbi Yisai, the shliach or the mishaleach? If he's acting for me, I would suggest, as some rishonim say, the only thing that the Rabbeinu Shalom gave him through the parsha of shlichus is to represent me, to do the action on my behalf. But the articles and the entities and the devices have to still be mine. There's no parsha of shlichus on that. Mechatesi, that you have no kol Torah kulo, now you have a brand new chiddush to the parsha of shlichus. You don't even need your own get. Where did the Torah say that? The Torah says in the parsha shlichus, when I do something, I can do something on your behalf as your agent. But if you need certain articles and devices for that, l'chora, that's not going to be included in the parsha of shlichus. Or not. And this is a machlekes rishonim in Maseches Gittin. When I appoint a shliach to be megarish and isha for me, do I have to now own the get, or can he even have all the stuff and say, you know, the slaver, just take care of it, all right? You have the stuff on you, it's yours. What's the did? What's the halacha? Moreover, Rabbeisai, we have over here, as Ezra pointed out, a chiddush nifla ad lemoed. You have a guy who's giving money to a girl, and what? Nothing was owned from Avi Katz. How do you know that I, in halacha, forget only Kedushin, in halacha, in Kinyanim, can acquire something, which I'm doing right now, I'm acquiring a woman, and I can now acquire something without reciprocity, without reciprocating that relationship, without giving up something and buying that item. Kinyan Kesef, from all the areas we've learned up until now, has been that I give some money and then I acquire this object. Or I give some money to the woman and then I acquire her status. Her as my wife. Mechadesi, that he can give it to her and then I'm koner her. That is learned out from Eved Kenani. So perhaps that is what's going on over here. The Ritva has a kasha on Rashi, and he says, if you are saying that this sugya is assuming that you're a shliach, so then what does the Ritva say? I don't need which parsha anymore? Eved Kenani. Ezra asks against the Ritva, why? In defense of the Rashi. Why? It's still not what? It's still not what?
The guy losing
it. It's still not your money. Rabbeisai, perhaps we have to learn and explore a little bit about shlichus. Comes along the Ktois HaChoshen in Simon where? Kuf Pei Ches. Comes along the Ktois HaChoshen in Simon Kuf Pei Ches. Rabbeisai, if you remember something from this year, remember this Ktois. Are you sadistic excites for the rest of your life? That will affect probably every sugya that you're going to like. It's unbelievable how in sheer this happens every day. Replaced by the hair, I'm serious. You'll tell me if you think this is serious. I couldn't believe that this excites existed when I saw it the first time. And some achronim think it's not true. Comes along the excites and it discovers a machlokes between the Rama with the hay and the Rambam. What's the halacha? A guy sends a shliach to be megarish his wife. What happened? He was nishtate. He lost it. He lost his mind. And al pidin, he became a person that is not included
No, the Mishalech, the husband. He became a person that is not able to give a get. Anyone ever hear of the case of the cleaver get? Or Sameach? Oh, there was a situation that a person became, it's not even 100% clear what his, if it was deranged or whatever, and there was a big machlokes of poskim in Europe whether or not this guy has the ability to give a get. If you're a shaita, you're not a bardas. A husband, in order to divorce his wife, has to be a bardas, has to express ratzon. I don't want to be married to this woman anymore. And then he can give her a get. If you're a shaita, a woman might get stuck. It's a reality. Oh, so the case of the cleaver get was without shlichus. The Ketzos HaChoshen was talking about the following scenario. What happens if I'm a mane a shliach to be megarish my wife when I'm clear-headed, and then as he's on the flight, I lose my mind? Dr. Rambam, Minatoira, it's a good get. Zok the Tur B'Shem the Ramah, Avada, Dvarim B'Talim, and there's no get over here. That's the Machlokes Rishayim. Can a man biblically mimegarish his wife through a shliach after he loses his mind? Why not? Zok the Ktois HaChoshen, why not? Baruch Shekim Amdo. Zok the Ktois HaChoshen. There's a fundamental machloikis between the Ramah and the Rambam over here. Legabi dine shlichus. When I'm memane a shliach, an agent on my behalf, Zok the Ktois, the Rambam holds that this shliach has his own juice, has his own energy, has his own existence, is now an independent entity, and now can exist on my behalf, but through his own independent existence. And therefore, even though I can't supply him any energy, even though I can't pass anything through him, even though I'm not a bar gerishin anymore, I registered in time. Because now the Mishaleach is an organism that can exist on his own and is an independent entity. Mashem came the Tur B'Shem the Ramah holds that a Shliach and Parsha Shlichus is only relevant kol od that the Mishaleach is existent and it is intact. And he only gets his Koyach in Halacha. He only has the ability to tuoi and to do things and create Chaloisim and do Kinyonim is if what? Getting juice and energy from the Mishaleach. And if the Mishaleach, the plug and the electricity line between the Mishaleach and the Shliach breaks, so obviously this is a Maisa Nesina Ba'alma that has nothing to do with Gerishin. Who are you divorcing, man? You're giving a piece of paper to a woman that's irrelevant, that can't exist la'alacha. According to the Ramah, there's a constant energy that's flowing between the Mishaleach and the Shliach. According to the Rambam, that exists independently, and once I'm a man and a shliach, he can exist on his own. Rabbi Yisai, the Ketzos HaChoshen was not the only one who discovered this machlokes. The Or Sameach also, Rabbi Meir Simcha Mitvinsk, discovered this machlokes, but he suggested that it's not only a machlokes Rishonim, it's a machlokes in the Gemara in the second perek. The Or Sameach suggests there's a machloikes in the Gemara in the second parak on Daf Mem Gimel Raboisei. What is the halacha if you're memana a shliach for a certain case and now that shliach wants to be a what? Wants to be an aid. Says the Gemara, shliach nase aid or ain shliach nase aid? A machloikes between the Tanoim and Amoroim. A shayla even had a paskin. If a shliach could be an aid. Zok the Or Sameach. What's the machloikis in the Gemara if a shliach can be an aid or not? If it's an independent entity, then what?
Of course he can be an aid.
No, fakir. Then he's a baldover. Then it's his maisa. A baldover. If I'm doing the maisa, I can't be a witness. I can't testify for that. If I'm going to make $1 million from a transaction, you think I can be a witness to testify about the case? It's my maisa. I'm an independent entity. It's me. Masha Enkin, Zok the Or Sameach.
If you hold that Shliach Naseh Eid works, no. That what? He represents this person, but is it his Maisa? Can you stamp on this guy that he's a Baldover? That it's his case? Tzok Dior Sameach, that's the day that holds Shliach Naseh Eid, because he happens to technically be carrying it out. But he has nothing, he's not considered the one who's benefiting over here. He's not considered the Bala Maisa, and therefore, Shliach Naseh Eid. You can accept that extension of the Dior Sameach or not, but they're obviously holding the same lumdus within Shlichas. Moira Barabosa, give me a second, Hiram. Moira Barabosa, let's bring it back to our sugyo. The Ritva Tainas on Rashi, if it's a case of Shlichas, so what do I need what, Rabbi Isai? If it's a case of Shlichas, then the Gemara makes no sense. Why does the Gemara make no sense, Rabbi Isai? Because then I don't need what? Eved Knaini. Then I could just apply the regular principles of Shlucha Shaladin Kamaisai. Frecht Ezra Stern, really? You don't need the Chiddush of Eved Knaini? A Shliach could use his own money? A Shliach could exist as an independent entity? A Shliach doesn't have to use the money of the Mishaleach? Oh, perhaps that's exactly why Rashi says you have to add in Eved Knaini post Shliach. That over here, this is not classic Shlichus. Because all Shlichus means is that you connect back to the Mishaleach. And you can use the Mishaleach's money. And you can represent the Shliach, Mishaleach, in the Maisa. But Me'echetesi, we've never seen through the Parsha of Shlichus of Rashi, that you can be an independent entity. That you can now use your own money on my behalf. That you can now not relate back to me constantly and get your energy from me. But you're using your own money. So therefore Rashi says, this is not going to help me alone with Shlichus. Because Rashi holds what? The gerushin of a person at Nishtate is possible in Atayra. There has to be a constant shaychis, a constant energy, a constant flow. And therefore, if you have a chiddush on the Gemara of Zion that tells you that a shliach is now doing something on your behalf, but he's using his own money, his independent money, he still needs the sugya of Eved Knaini for that to work. Without the parsha of Eved Knaini, I would never know that. Masha'en kin raboisai, the ritva that held as a davar poshut within his kasha of Rashi, that once you're adding the dimension in our sugya that this person is a shliach, then down me ocha Eved Knaini. I could remove Eved Knaini from the picture. I could just say the parsha of what? Atem gamatem, the second barak, shlucho shalom kamaisai. What did the ritva held, Rabbi Isai? The ritva hold that a shliach by definition what? Becomes the mishaleach. He's not connected. And even after he's an ishtata, he's an independent entity. And therefore, it's not such a chiddush that he could use his own money. And that's why the Ritva argued with Rashi and Shitas Shlichus. There's not a machlokes within Eved Knaini. There's a machlokes how to understand the basic principles of Shlichus and what's going to be the halacha about the shaila of the Tzeis HaChoshen of a guy who lost his mind, yet he was b'mana shliach. That, perhaps, is the machlokes Rashi and the Ritva on our daf, whether or not there could be a dimension of Shlichus. Ira. What do you got?
Never mind.
Okay. So the Ritz held like the Rambam, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Can you see why it doesn't make sense if he holds like the Rambam?
He holds like the Rambam.
If he holds, why does it make sense?
Because now the Ritva is saying that the Shliach is an independent entity, so now it makes a lot of sense that he's using his own money as his own an independent entity. That's the way Shlichus works. So the Machloikes Rashi and the Ritva comes back to what? The old Machloikes? Shlucha Shaval de Kamaisai. Guys, we are not done. Yeah, Maris.
Right, but doesn't the Shlichus get off the ground when you're appointed to begin with?
Doesn't the I don't understand your question.
Like, how does it for the Ritva? How does it even become a sugya?
The Ritva doesn't say shlichus because he says once
you. Said
yeah, because the Ritva holds that if you were a regular shliach, there's no added chidushin that you need for Eved Knaini. So Ezra asked on the Ritva, "What do you mean? It's not your money."
Oh, this meaning.
Listen to this diak. It's not my diak. It's Weichner's Diak. Listen to this. Halach Monev is Kachel Aploin. What does Rashi say? The Hush Lucho. Ela! Shemekachem Ishaloi. He's a Shliach, but you can't just suffice it with Shliach alone. What do you need, Rabbi Isai? You need a Sugya of what? Of Eved Knaini. Eved Knaini tells you how the Mominus can work out. That's a nice Diak. That's a nice Diak. Rashi is speaking out this Lundis. Shliach plus Eved Knaini. Rashi says, Vuhu Shlucho. Yet you know what? Shlucho Shaldam Shimoso is a big problem over here in this Sugya. Shlucho is not going to help me, Zot Rashi. That's all included in that Ella parentheses. Ella, what? Meaning you're going against the concept of Shlichus, because Shlichus means this money is the Mishaleach supplying the beans, Mishaleach supplying the green, Mishaleach supplying whatever is necessary. Zot Rashi, Eved Knaini takes care of that. So it's Shlucho plus Eved Knaini, and that takes care of that. Givaldik, Gishmak, second Hezber in the Sugyo. But my Rabbi, I am very bothered. And I apologize for those that haven't heard this Hakdama, but Schultz was also bothered by this because of his Hakdama and because of his full package of Maseches Kiddushin. Listen to what Schultz asked. And Schultz was mechavet to my kasha that was bothering me all day yesterday. Rabbi, we know and we've seen a major machlokes rishonim throughout the Masechta. How does Kiddushin work? What's the din in the following scenario, Rabbi Sai? I have a woman who's deathly ill, who's allowed to take Isuri Hana, who's allowed to eat whatever it takes for her to be cured, and that has value to her. But to me, the healthy guy who's being the Kaddish her, this item has no value. Is it good Kiddushin or is it not good Kiddushin, Rabbi Sai? Let's break it down. The recipient, the girl, is receiving something of value. The husband, the man, the giver, is not giving up something of value because it's Isuri Hana. And stay tuned to next year. We'll talk about why Isuri Hana don't have values. But Alpidin, it doesn't have value. Is that a good Kiddushin or not? Machloikis. Machloikis bein harishayinu. We had this machloikis. We suggested that this might connect to another machloikis rishayinim in the sugya of Nasanhi va'amrahu, that if she gives, could there ever be Kiddushin? And we developed a principle, at least within the Rashba, that the Rashba says clearly that for Kiddushin, definitionally, there's not only that the woman has to receive, but that the man has to what? The man has to give. Let's leave all the details in the old sugyas. Let's leave them out in the blank. And no, it was actually on the last Bechina, but that's basically the Chakira, and we proved it in other sugyas, and we applied it to other sugyas. In the case of Hayim Abeis, Taisus and the Rashba, of Nasna Hiva Amrahu. And you'll check your notes. So Rabbi Sai, with that whole Hakdama, and the Mishnah Lamelech, and the Rashi, and the Ritva, the Gabi Isuri Ano, and the Rashba, and the Taisus, Gabi Nasna Hiva Amrahu. So now, I open up a Dav Zayin, and I'm very bothered. What's bothering me? What's bothering me, Rabbi Yisai? You can have your Eved Knainis. You can have your mechanics in Dini Mominus. And you can have a proof that a guy can go free on behalf of someone else's Maisa. That works, and that's the way an Eved Knaini is free. But what's bothering me, Rabbi Yisai? That's not going to help for half of the Rishonim's pshat in a Maisa Kiddushin. The man has got to be the what? The giver. And over here, he's not the giver. So you can talk Eved Knaini from today until tomorrow. And it works. And I can have a kinyan even though I never gave money. And I can have proofs from Barsas Mishpatim from freeing Eved Knaini with the handcuffs over here. But it's not going to help in one area of halacha, Rabbi Yisai. Which area of halacha? It's not going to work in Kiddushin if you hold like those Rishonim that you need an Asina Me'abal. This is bothering me, Rabbi. He said, This is a Gemara. So I was thinking.
was thinking. What are you going to do? You can't leave a kasha like this. This is like start the year over. We got to learn Kedushin again. These are the ABCs. Everybody's got to work into every sugya. Rabbi, I flipped back to a Tosis we did at Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Tosis has a machloikis with a shach that just came alive when? When did this Tosis and the shach come alive, Rabbi Yisai? The chalipin with a guy, when did it come alive? Very recently in Halacha, Rabbi Yisai? It became with John Brown on Erev Pesach. Machloikis between the Tosis and the shach, whether or not John Brown could lift the knife in order to be koina my chametz and all of your chametzes. Machloikis, mamish, the Tosis and the shach just mamish, tchias amesim, they're alive. Shvachsos dovagos bekev, mamish. I'm not joking, that's mamish true. La halacha, machloikis the shach and the Tosis. And Tosis at the end of the Tosis says, after Tosis thinks as a davar pasha that John Brown could be is included in the Maisa Chalipin and the Kinyan Chalipin, Tosis is bothered by some issue about writing a certain language inside the shtar, but don't write the kanina mine. And it's not exactly clear what Tosis is talking about. So there's a whole tumult in the Nisei Kalim, and you look back in your notes in Daf Gimel, you'll see the Machlekas, the Sma, the Taz, the Shach, and the Tois. What was Tois bothered about writing that weary language of a Knanina Mine when it comes to the Akum, even though the Kinyan of Sudr applies to a God? Zoktuk Tois Achoishin, I disagree with anyone who thinks that the Edim lifting a Sudr through the Chalipin on behalf of the Goy, that doesn't work. That's not what Tois was bothered. Says the Ktos HaChoshen, because everyone knows that a Kinyan Sudr, that a Kinyan Eveknaini works without the Parsha of Shlichus and could even apply to a who? A Kinyan of Eveknaini could even apply to a God. Rabbi said, let me just explain to you what I said because I just said a lot of principles. Let's make it understandable, okay? Let's take this to the classic Chasana, okay? The Chasan sitting there, right? And the Chasan has to give and be makne, the ksuba, to the who? To the girl. Guess what? The girl's not around. The girl's at the bedekin. She's very busy, and she doesn't want to be bothered by kinyonim and ksubas and anything, and she's right now posing for the pictures with all her friends right now on the stage. Okay? So how does it work? So we call over the Edim, and what do the Edim do? They do a kinyon on her behalf. Which kinyon do they do on their behalf, or by side? Kinyan Chalipin, Sudr, right? They lift up a handkerchief, they lift up a pen. That's what the Masada Kedushin does, right? Whose Sudr does it have to be for Kinyan Chalipin, Rabbi Yisai? How do we paskin? Let's get some old Chazara going. How do we Machlekes in the Gemara, Rav and Levi, how do we paskin? We paskin that it has to be Caleb Shel Koiner or Caleb Shel Makne?
The Rabbi.
No. It has to be the Caleb Shel Koiner. It's to be who's Caleb is that? Who's the kind over here? Who's the girl? The girl? Did the girl drop off a pen before this thing?
No.
So how's this working? How is the kid? Yeah. Rabbi Yisai, I'm sorry to say this, Schultz. I want to apostle all marriages. I don't get it. I don't understand how any of this works. You need the koine to be give the sudr in order for the kinyan sudr to work. That's a din. We postulate that. Caleb shall koine, right? Come on, Shavuot's coming up. Rus. That's where we learn the kinyan of sudr. That's where we learn chalipin. Has to be Caleb shall koine, right? Shlapi Shalabishnala has to be Caleb shall koine. Rabbi Yisai, she doesn't have her pen there. She doesn't have her handkerchief there. Zoktuk Tzayis HaChayishin, no problem. No shlichus. It works through Eved Knaini. Works through Eved Knaini. I can do a Maisa Kinyan on behalf of someone else and they can be kind of that item. Zoktuk Tzayis HaChayishin, that's exactly what's happening at the Chasana. There's an Eved Knaini that with my Maisa Kinyan, with my Sudr, she's now being kind of the Ksuba. Zoktuk Tzayis, Eved Knaini works without the concept of Shlichus. And I can even do it I by a boy. If the guy is the third party, I can be kind of something, do a Maisa Kinyan of Eved Knaini on behalf of the guy. Zoktuk Tzayis HaChoshin in another place, Lishitoso. He wants to know what happens if a person did a Kinyan Sudr with an Eved Kenani on Shabbos. Do you say, you're not allowed to do Kinyanim on Shabbos, and Shliach Ledvar Avera? Zoktuk Tzayis Achoyshen? No. It works. It's not true. Eved Kenani does not work through the principles of Shlichus. Rabbi Sai, what do I want to gain from all of these stories and understanding what's happening in all these stories? The Tzayis Achoyshen is explaining the mechanics of a Kenyan Eved Kenani. I do this Maisa. I give him money, and then that works on his behalf without the concept of Shlichus. Zokt Reb Chaim in Sefer, Rabbi Yisai. Just going to have to take my word for it, because I didn't put it on the Maram Komos, because it was too much. Zokt Reb Chaim in Sefer, in Hilchos Milva V'loive, everyone should be aware that the Kinyan of Eved Kenani, by definition, could never be done on behalf of a what? Of a goy. Because just like there's no parsha of shlichus to a goy, says Reb Chaim, then Eved Kenani, which works similar to the mechanics of shlichus, it can't work on his behalf. Who's Reb Chaim obviously arguing with? The Ktos HaChoshen. He, without quoting him, he argues with him. But Reb Yisai, what's happening in the lumdis of Eved Kenani? The Ktos HaChoshen and Reb Chaim are understanding fundamental machlekes, the mechanics of Eved Kenani. According to the Ktos, there is no relationship between these two people. I do a Maisekinyan on his behalf, but without shlichus, and it works. But even if he's not a bar shlichus, even if he's a guy, even if it's on a problem that on a day that you would say ain't shlich the ravera because it's Shabbos, says the Ktos, Eved Kenani works. Eved Kenani works. Comes along Reb Chaim. These things have to attach themselves. You can't just do a Maisa Kinyan of Eved Kenani without being within the realm of Shlichus. So implied in the mechanics of a Kinyan Eved Kenani, says Reb Chaim, is that there's a Shlichus type relationship. And therefore, argues Reb Chaim, if you have a third party that's involved in this, that's not a Bar Shlichus, the Chiddush of Eved Kenani is never going to apply. So Rabbi Yisai, when I discovered this machloikas between Reb Chaim and the Ktzois, I suggested perhaps that's an additional mahalach in the machloikas Rashi in the Ritva. They're not arguing necessarily what the parsha of shlichus is like, the second approach we suggested within the Ktzois. Perhaps they're arguing in that old machloikas the Ktzois and Reb Chaim what the mechanics of Eved Kenani is. You see, there's an essential problem over here, like I suggested. Very nice you're giving money on my behalf. But how am I a noisei? How am I a makadesh? Where in Eved Kenani do you see the Baal giving the money? So Rabbi Yisai, I have one of two options. Either I could hold like the Ktzois that Eved Kenani by definition is just an acquisition on my behalf, but there's no shlichus. So therefore I have to add in a dimension of shlichus to relate it back to the Maisa of the Baal. And perhaps that's why Rashi added in Eved Kenani plus what? Shliach. Or if I hold like the Ritva, no. There's no machloikis about the nature of Shlichus over here. The Ritva held implicit in Eved Kenani is what? And I read you the Ritva. V'loi amrinon hocha el dinesinas acher b'shvilo choshiv kinesinoso. The Ritva says implicit in the Chiddush of Eved Kenani is that what? These two guys relate to each other. It's Kein Ashlichus implicit in the Chiddush of Eved Kenani. Rabbi Yisai, if I would want to be yeshivish, and I'm going to be yeshivish, and I want to suggest what I really think the Machloikis Rashi and the Ritva is, it's not about Shlichus. Although I think that's a good approach, I think there's an additional Machloikis. The machloikis between Rashi and the Ritva is a way to see the Baal as being the Noisen HaKidushin over here. Eved Kenani, says Rashi, would not be sufficient because the Rashi took the approach of the Ktzois HaChoshen in every king of Eved Kenani. Mashe Enkin, the Ritva says, I don't need Shlichus because I can already see the Noisen of the Baal with the Kiddush of Eved Kenani alone. Because every Kinyan of Eved Kenani implies in a relationship Kein Shlichus. And that's why Reb Chaim says Eved Kenani, by definition, can never apply to a goy. Eved Kenani would not be able to be done on Shabbos. Because it's a din of ain't shliach v'davar aveira. Because it's din shliach ain't shlichus lakim. Against the Ktzois HaChosh. So perhaps, Rav Yisai, our machloikis between the Ktzois and the Reb Chaim about the mechanics of an Eved Kenani, if it implies a shlichus type relationship, might actually be the machloikis between Rashi and the Ritva on our day. Rashi held that the Ktzois HaChosh's mechanics of Eved Kenani, and the Ritva held like the Reb Chaim's mechanics of Eved Kenani, and the machloikis here was not a machloikis in shlichus. It's not a machloikis about the sugya and daf mem hey, but it's a machloikis about the mechanics of the sugya itself. How does Eved Kenani work? Is it that you're now representing me and it's assuming a shlichus type relationship, or no, it's an independent just maisa kinyan on your behalf without the application of shlichus? Rabbeisai, I'm sorry that I had to pound that all into one sugya. I know it was a lot, but we're done and we have to move on. Amir Tashem, Chazara, Parsha Shir tomorrow. Rashi, who holds it, there's no relationship back to the no same to the Baal without shlichus, is because he understood, like the Ktzois, that all Eved Kenani is that I can do a maisa kinyan on your behalf and your kindness. But who made me a noisy for the marriage? That's why I need.